there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and today we're going to consider the idea of order in chaos. I think this is especially important for us because, you know, sometimes our circumstances in life are such that we feel as though we're just kind of going along, but everything feels totally disorganized and chaotic, and we just don't know what's happening. Maybe we feel like that now. And yet, there's an order there. We might not see it, but there's an order. There's a plan. God knows what's happening. God is in control. And God has a plan. And so we want to remind ourselves of that today. And in fact, we're actually going to do that by thinking about the Book of Lamentations. That might come as a little bit of a surprise. You know, I have to say, I had not heard a lot of talks about Lamentations in my life. And so partly because of that, I decided to start studying it. And in going through the book, when you start to look at the structure of Lamentations, you realize that there's this beautiful order there. You've probably heard before that Lamentations is an acrostic. And by that I mean that each letter of the Hebrew alphabet shows up when you go to Lamentations chapter 1 and you look at verse 1. Verse 1 starts with the Hebrew letter Aleph, which is the first letter. Verse 2 starts with the Hebrew letter Bet, which is the second letter. Verse 3 starts with the Hebrew letter Gimel, which is the third letter, and so on. And so you'll notice that Lamentations 1, Lamentations 2, Lamentations 4 all have 22 verses. And that's because they each start with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And so there's this really beautiful structure in Lamentations. And yet, fascinatingly, there's also, I don't necessarily want to call it chaos, but there's this disorganization in it. So Lamentations 1, 2, and 4 are acrostics in which each verse starts with the next letter. But if you look at Lamentations chapter 3, you'll notice that there's something different. Lamentations 3 has 66 verses. And that's because verse 1, 2, and 3 all start with Aleph. They all start with the first letter. Then verses 4, 5, and 6 all start with Bet. So in this way, Lamentations 3 is essentially an amplification of Lamentations 1, 2, and 4. It takes this acrostic pattern, and it ends up placing the same Hebrew letter three times in each stanza. Now, what's fascinating about this is that when you get to Lamentations chapter 5, you'll notice it also has 22 verses. You have to remember that the verses weren't actually in the original. And that's what Lamentations chapter 5 really shows us, because it has 22 verses, and yet it's not an acrostic. And so what you have in Lamentations, and this kind of thing comes up multiple times, I'll mention another example of it, but you have this structure, and yet within the structure, there's lack of structure. You know, wouldn't it seem right that here you have these acrostic poems, and so then each of the poems should be an acrostic? Why is it that Lamentations 1, 2, and 4 are acrostics, and then 3 is also an acrostic, but it's like a super acrostic, and then 5 isn't at all? And yet I think that's the idea of order in chaos. You know, it's almost like stepping back and taking a look at the big picture and seeing that, yes, there actually is a structure. There is something that's going on here. There's a bigger plan. But if you're just in one of the laments, one of the chapters of Lamentations, you might not notice that. And yet that structure's there. And here's what's awesome about it. If you were to look at Lamentations 5, verses 19 and 20, right near the end, Lamentations 5, verses 19 and 20 have what we call a mini-acrostic. What I mean by that is, if you look at the verse, you'll notice that Lamentations 5, verse 19 has parallelism going on. It's split into two halves. And Lamentations 5, verse 20 is the same way. Parallelism split into two halves. Now here's what's awesome. If you were to look at those verses in Hebrew, here's something that you'd notice. You'd notice that verse 19 starts with an aleph, right? That's the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, you'll probably find it helpful to know that the Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters. I think I mentioned that earlier. And so because of that, it can be divided into two halves. And what we're actually going to see is that Lamentations 5 verse 19 encompasses that first half of the alphabet. And Lamentations 5 verse 20 encompasses the second. Let me show you what I mean by that. So we already established that Lamentations 5:19 starts with an aleph, right? Well, we said earlier that there's parallelism here. So that the first half of Lamentations 5:19 parallels, matches up with the second half of Lamentations 5:19. Here's what's interesting. Lamentations 5:19 starts with an aleph, that first section. The parallel section, starting the second half of the verse, starts with a kaf. Did you know that kaf is the 11th letter of the Hebrew alphabet? So in that way, it starts with an aleph, and the next section starts with a kaf, basically encompassing the first half of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, you know, you might just say, okay, that's fine. But if you look at verse 20, here's where it gets interesting. Did you know that the letter that comes after kaf is lamed? And Lamentations 5 verse 20 just so happens to start with a lamed, which is intriguing, right? So, you seem to have this pattern here, but then when you look at the second half of Lamentations 5 verse 20, the second half starts with a tet, which is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So basically what you get is when you start to look at Lamentations 5 verse 19, it starts with an aleph, and the second section starts with a kaf, the last letter of the first half of the Hebrew alphabet. Lamentations 5 verse 20 starts with a lamed, which is the first letter of the second half of the Hebrew alphabet. And then the second half of Lamentations 5 verse 20 starts with a tet, which is the last letter of the second half of the Hebrew alphabet. So essentially, Lamentations 5 verses 19 and 20 is this miniature acrostic, almost as though it's saying, you might think that the order's gone. You might think that the planning has gone. But it hasn't. It's still here. And I think that God put that in there to remind us that when we think everything has descended into chaos, I mean, isn't that what Lamentations is about? Right? The book is about how it feels as though God has left them. And that's how it even ends. You know, it's left with a question on, are we still your people? And Lamentations, the structure of Lamentations, is reminding us that yes, God knows what's happening. And yes, God has a plan. God is not just watching everything unfold, but God is intimately involved in what is happening. God is holding the reins. God is in control. And so if you wanted to, you know, you could go through the structure of Lamentations and you could see multiple examples of this. You know, those acrostic patterns that I mentioned, it's fascinating that some of these chapters, reverse two of the letters. It's almost as though it's saying, well, here's a pattern, but let me throw in a little bit of chaos for you. Because that's our experience. And yet, in the whole thing, there is an overarching, overriding order and an overall plan. And so that's what we have to remember. God knows the end from the beginning. And though in our experience, we might feel like things have descended into chaos, and we might feel like we don't know what's next because we actually don't know what's next, God does. And God has a plan. How awesome it is, how comforting it is to know that though we don't know what's coming next, though we don't know what the next day will bring, we can rest in the hands of a God who not only is all-powerful and in control of everything, but a God who in his omnipotence loves us. What a gift that is. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.